the narrative parts of Chumash, when the Chumash tells stories, there's obviously a lot of conversation, and the Chumash will often quote questions. In the non-narrative parts of Chumash, when the Torah is discussing ideas directly without reference to what someone said to someone else, it's rare to have questions. Every once in a long while, the Chumash will have a direct question. And Mesillas Yesharim points out at the end of the introduction that there's a pasuk in this week's parsha, Perigud Pasuk in Beis, in Parshas Ekev, which is perhaps the most central question in all of practical Judaism. Ve'ata Yisrael, Moshe Melechecha Shoal Meimach. Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Jewish people, listen up, Jews, what does God want? Moshe, that's the ultimate question. What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu expecting of us? And the Ramchal goes on to point out that if you read the next couple of psukim carefully, Moshe Rabbeinu appears to give a five-part answer. He talks about Yira, having an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He also speaks about having V'alachta B'drachav, seeking, one says, an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reality of my life. I'm going to try to model myself after him. I try to reshape and cultivate a personality that corresponds to the balanced ideal that we see over the course of Chumash, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu described as acting, sometimes taking things seriously, sometimes letting things slide, working hard and being very productive, being very creative, but also having time to relax, so on and so forth. The third item is Ava, caring. If once there's an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a reality in my life, I can begin to develop an emotional relationship with him. To be Oved Hashem b'chol lev v'chol nefesh, a wholehearted type of Oved Hashem, not just going through the motions, I'm not just doing things for personal reasons, but I'm really in it for the right reasons. I'm in it with full conviction. And finally, to keep all the mitzvahs. So those are the five elements. Yira, halicha bedrachav, ava, wholehearted avoda, and keeping all the mitzvahs. There's another version of Mesillas Yesharim that was only unearthed a couple of decades ago with the fall of the Iron Curtain. And I got access to a collection of manuscripts in the Lenin, what had been called the Lenin State Library, that had another version of Mesillas Yesharim in Ramchal's own hand. Author's original copy. And in this alternative version of Mesillas Yesharim, he asks the following question. He says, I don't understand. Five items. Ava, halicha bedrachav, yira, wholehearted avoda, and keeping all the mitzvahs. No. Ava is one of the 613 mitzvahs. Yira, one of the 613 mitzvahs. Halicha bedrachav, one of the 613 mitzvahs. So it seems, I ask you what flavors of ice cream what your favorite dessert is. It would be odd to say I like chocolate ice cream, I like pistachio ice cream, and I like ice cream. If you give in general, why are you picking out some of the details? So I say, Ava and Yira, Halicha B'drachav, and all the mitzvahs. So Ramchal answers in the manuscript version, he says, it's because keeping all the mitzvahs, item number five refers specifically to the behavioral mitzvahs, to the Chovos HaEvarim, to the physical things that we're called upon to do and not do, to say and not say. And what the Torah is doing here, and in Parashas Ekev, is pointing out that Moshe Melechecha Dorish Meimach, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of us? Two major areas. Chovos HaLevavos and Chovos HaEvarim. They are the inner expectations of how we think and feel, the inner landscape of a Jew. And those are the first four elements. The Yira and the Ahava, the Midos, and the wholeheartedness in our Avos Hashem. And then item number five, keeping all the mitzvahs, that encompasses all of the Chovos HaEvarim, all of the behavioral, physical aspects, external aspects of Avos Hashem, which is already fascinating. And then Ramchal has one final point. Isn't it intriguing that when it came to the Chovos HaEvarim, the Torah packs them all into one item? The Chovos HaLevavos got unpacked into four. That is that the by design, the presentation was such that 80% of the elements on the list are Chovos HaLevavos, 20% of the items on the list, the last one, encompasses all the Chovos HaEvarim. To highlight, Ramchal says, to highlight the extraordinary importance of Chovos HaLevavos, to ensure that we don't make the mistake of thinking, I'll do what I'm supposed to do, I'll act the way I'm supposed to act, and whatever I feel, whatever I think, my attitudes, how much I care, that doesn't matter. That matter, the inner life of a Jew is of inestimable value in our Avos Hashem.